פרק רביעי עם הלכות שבועות, הלכה א'. מי שנשבע שלא יאכל היום כלום, if a person swore that he wouldn't eat anything today, יאכל פרח מכזייס, and he ate less than the size of an olive, part of it is not liable, שנאכיל פרח מכזייס, it's not considered eating if it's less than a size of an olive, והוא כל כך תשיר מנבר סטרף, וסקיות בהן. It has the same law as if a person eats only half of the minimum size of carcasses or treif animals and the like. ומאמר שבועות לא אוכל דבר זה בחלו, חייב, אפילו היה דבר שנשבע עליו זרע חרדל, אחד הפוכס ממנו. If he says, I make an oath not to swear this particular thing, he's liable, even if the thing that he swore on was a mustard, one mustard seed, or even something smaller than that. ואיז נשבע שלאיתם כלום ואוכל כל שהוא חייב. If he made a, if he swore that he wouldn't taste anything, and he ate anything, he's liable, he's chayev. If someone swore not to eat today and he drank, he is liable. Drinking is included in eating. If he ate and drank, he's liable to get flogged only once if he did it purposely, because it's one thing. Or one sin offering if it was done inadvertently. If he swore not to drink today, he may eat. Because eating is not included in drinking. How much does he have to drink in order to be chayav? It appears to me that he's not liable until he drinks a quarter of a log of liquid like other prohibitions. Hey, if he made an oath not to eat today, and he ate many varieties, or he made an oath not to drink today, and he drank many varieties of beverages, and the chayav al-achas is liable only once. If he lama shvush la'ochel ayom batzer pas v'kitnes v'ochel akol, and the chayav al-achas. Even if he made an oath that he wouldn't eat today meat and bread and beans, and he ate them all, he's liable only once. Chol mitzav l'kazayis, and you add them all up to form the minimum size of an olive. V'av shvush la'ochel v'shloesh tevachel v'shosah chayav shtayim. If he said, I swear not to eat or and not to drink, and he ate and drank, he's liable twice. Since drinking was included when he said eating, fall apart from him, since he then specified and said, and that I shouldn't drink, so he's revealing his opinion that when he said eating, drinking was not included. It's as if he'd be swearing for each one separately, therefore he's liable twice. Zayin, chenom, shvur, shlocho, paschitin, fasorin, faskusmim, vacholon. If a person makes an oath that he wouldn't eat wheat bread or barley bread and spelt bread, he is liable. Al if he ate them, he's liable separately for each one. So I'm a pasta. The fact that he said this kind of bread and that bread and that bread must make a distinction between each one, and therefore he's liable separately for each one. Yes. If his friend was entreating him to eat by him, and he said to him, come and drink with me wine and milk and honey. He said, I swear that I will not drink wine or milk or honey. Shasimahem, and he drank of them. I have a kolachas. If the answer is liable for each one separately, shayla lomar, because he should have said shvur sheni shos aklom. I swear that I'm not going to drink anything. Or mashamarta, or I swear that I won't drink what you said. Shchazaparat, since he repeated each one specifically, yiladaita shachiv atem b'shvur kol minumin b'seyatzmo. He has revealed his mind that he made himself liable for each variety separately. Therefore, since in this case they're separate, they don't add up with one another, and he's not liable until he eats the minimum amount from one variety. Since they have a separate sin offering, this would be like fat or blood that do not join together to form the size of an olive. This was explained in the laws of forbidden foods. If he makes an oath not to eat this loaf Or it says not to eat to eat this. If he eats an olive's worth, chayiv, he is liable. So even though you use the word zu, this loaf, or osa, it, we don't mean the whole loaf, just the kazayis. Shlosh lo achlena, if he makes an olive not to eat it, that's what he says. And the chayiv achiyach l'skola, then he's not liable to eat all of it. If he says both expressions, an oath not to eat this loaf, and an oath not to eat it, and he did eat it, in the chayiv al-achas he's liable only once. Since the first oath causes even a kazayis to be forbidden, so the second oath that says not to eat all of it, well, it was already prohibited with the first oath, so there's nothing really being added here. Yud v'chinamam shvus lo'ochal ha'yom, if he says an oath that I won't eat today, v'chazav nishva l'kirkosh le'chlana, then he swore that he would not eat this loaf, v'chal ha'kulu v'chayom, he ate it all on that day, v'chayv al'achas, he's only liable once. V'chin kol kiyot v'zeh, the same would be true in any similar case. Shvuchal al'shvua, an oath doesn't fall on an oath when it's there already. V'nishva l'kirkosh le'chlana, v'chazav nishva shle'chal klom, if he first swore that he wouldn't eat this loaf, and then he swore that he wouldn't eat anything, or he first swore not to eat the whole thing, and then he swore not to eat anything of the loaf. Then he ate it, kula, all of it. Chayv shtayim is liable twice. When he swore originally not to eat it, in a chayv achiyachal kula, he wouldn't be liable until he ate all of it. When afterwards he made an oath that he wouldn't eat any of it or some of it, when he eats an olive's worth, he is liable. And then when he eats the whole thing, he's liable by the first oath. So you're adding something in the second oath to the first one, you're liable the second one too. He made an oath not to eat figs, then he swore a second time not to eat figs or grapes. He's liable twice for the figs. Since he included the figs that were already previously forbidden with the first oath, but he included them with the grapes that were permitted, since the second oath is valid for the grapes, it's also valid for the figs. And he's liable for two oaths. Moshe Ban Berachos V'Cholos Asuros, as we've explained in the laws of forbidden foods. Bei Shvush Lo'ochol Shmona, Shvush Lo'ochol Teisha, Shvush Lo'ochol Aser, Bein Shachol Shmona, Bein Shachol Teisha, Bein Shachol Aser, in a Chayev El'ach Echos. He made an oath not to eat eight of something, an oath not to eat nine, an oath not to eat ten. Whether he ate eight, nine, or ten, he's only liable once. Because once he makes the oath that he won't eat eight of something, then the oath of nine is not possible anymore. Because you can't eat nine without eating eight, and eight are already forbidden. So you can't add that to the oath. However, you'd give him a shuash lochel eser. He made an oath not to eat ten, and then shuash lochel tesha, then an oath not to eat nine, shuash lochel shmona, then an oath not to eat eight. If he eats 10, he's liable 3 times. One time for each and each oath. Each and every oath. If he eats 9, he's liable twice. If he eats 8, he's liable once. If he made an oath not to eat figs, and then he made an oath not to eat figs and grapes together. And he made a mistake and he ate figs. Vifush carbon, he set aside a sacrifice. Vakach shagag vachla novim. And then, he made a mistake and he ate grapes. Ena chayavala novim, he's not liable for the grapes. Mutneshim kachati shir, that like half of the minimum. Vin carbon kachati shir, you don't bring a sacrifice on half of the required amount. Tzvav vachin anishvish lo yochel eser. He swore not to eat 10 of a certain type of fruit or object. Then he made another vow afterwards he wouldn't eat 10 and 9. And he ate 10. Vifish carbon. And he set aside a sacrifice. Then he made a mistake and ate 9. Then it's like a half shear. You don't make a sacrifice for half a shear. Because the meaning of the last oath is he shouldn't eat 10 and 9, or 9 and 10. If he only eats 9, he's not liable. Design shush lochel kikazok, dole mochel kikazok tana. If he makes an oath, I'm not going to eat this big loaf if I eat the little loaf. Shachach Nayzeh Beishachalak Tanab. And he forgot that condition when he ate the little loaf. Vachalach Kachagdala Bemezid. And he afterwards purposely ate the big loaf. Chayiv is liable because it doesn't matter what he had in mind when he ate the small one. Now that he's eating the big one, he knows that it's forbidden. If when he ate the small loaf, you remember the condition, and he knew the big one would become forbidden. And he forgot that he ate the little one, and afterwards, and he ate the big one, thinking that it's not forbidden. Then he's not liable. If he ate both of them inadvertently, he is not liable. Both of them on purpose, whether he ate the large one first or last, he is liable. If he eats the big one first, it's Asra Safek. When we warn him, we say, don't eat this big one because you might eat the little one and then be liable for the big one. But the Rambam holds that you do get flogged for such Asra. If he made them dependent on one another, and he swore and he said, I swore not to eat one of them if I ate the other. He forgot the condition and ate one, and then he ate the second one purposely. Chayiv is liable. If he ate the first one purposely, but the second one inadvertently, he's not liable. Both of them purposely, he is liable. The same din as we had before by the large and the small loaf. If he made a vow not to eat this loaf, to eat the loaf today, and the day passed and he didn't eat it, if he did this by mistake, he brings a carbon that depends on how much he can afford. It's called a carbon olive yored. If he did it purposely, he does not get flogged. Why? He didn't do anything. It's an inaction. Even though he made a false oath, but he still doesn't get flogged when there is no action. Why then does he get flogged if he swears that he ate and he didn't eat? Or he swears that he did not eat and he did eat, even though there is no action now anymore. Because from the moment of his oath, it was already a lie. So at that moment, there was a lie, even though there was no action. However, in our case, where he swore to do and he didn't do, and it's not a false oath at the time of the oath. If someone told his friend, I swear that I won't eat by you, or use the expression, also an oath, that I will not eat by you, or the other person was entreating him to eat, and he didn't want to. Vinishma v'yamar, and he swore, and he said, "Shvur she'ochalach," an oath. If I eat to you, in other words, I make an oath that I shouldn't eat to you. K'namar lo shvur lo'ochalach. If someone uses the expression, "There is no oath of what I don't eat from you," implying that what I do eat from you is an oath. Kol el asurin, all of these are forbidden. Vinishma shloyochal etzlo, and it's tantamount to him swearing that he wouldn't eat by him. If he said any of these expressions, all of them, I should say, all of these expressions, and he transgressed and he ate, he's liable only once.